Is this really a ballot question in Bridgeport suggesting the city clerk position, among others, should not be an elected person? It's actually one of many questions that I have about the two ballot questions voters will face this election in the Park City. For clarity, joining us on the show is Councilman Richard Ortiz, who represents the 135th District. And Councilman, welcome to the show. I do want to go out of order because question two especially caught my eye, but then eventually I did also see some issues with question one, so we'll get there. But question two, it sounds like eliminating voters' chance to elect important roles like the city clerk. Do I have this correct?
That is correct. That's what the commissioners and certain council members chose to do. I'm fighting to keep it on, and that's why we fought to separate it. And then we got it separated. It was a big fight over this, and we got it separated to where our voters can decide who they want as city, town clerk, and our sheriff. That's what we want the people to decide, not the administration to decide who they're going to be.
So I'm reading the ballot question so that people can hear this. This is the exact language. I have a copy of the ballot here. Charter question two. Shall the charter be amended to discontinue electing the town clerk, city clerk, and municipal sheriffs following the municipal elections of 2027? And thereafter, the town and city clerk positions will be filled by a nonpartisan civil service selection process.
That'd be correct. It'd be somebody who'd be appointed to it.
Doesn't the city clerk look at absentee ballots?
That is correct.
I feel like Bridgeport needs more. I don't mean to make joke of that, but come on. Come on, Richard. No, you know exactly where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're going in. This is why it should be an elected people, so people elect these people. So they hold them accountable when they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. Instead of being an appointed position.
Who even thought this was a good question? I'm sorry, because first of all, people are... Why don't you answer me that? Yeah. Who thought this was a good question? I would love to know.
Well, I mean, our commissioners did a great job. Don't get me wrong. Our commissioners did a great job. I mean, they volunteered their time into doing this. It was a long, tedious process, a long night, so I do commend them from doing it. Our administration also was involved in, you know, where we had our disconnects is that some of the stuff that originally was part of the entire charter. We fought to separate it. And this is how it got separated. So trust me, you wouldn't even know about this because it would be part of the entire charter. If people voted this in, they would be complaining afterwards after they voted yes for it.
That's some shady politics. Yeah. Are you kidding me? So originally this was all going to be one big question and we were going to just kind of slip in there. Oh, by the way, you're going to lose the right Bridgeport voters to vote in who the city clerk's going to be, who, by the way, has some really important roles, including checking the absentee ballots that come into the city. That was just going to be all snuck into one question originally?
That is correct. That's how they originally drafted to do, and we fought to separate it.
Well, thank you for doing that. I can't even believe this is a question, though. I really can't. I mean, is the point of this? I'm sorry if I sound like I'm insanely shocked, because I've certainly seen, you know, some crazy things happen in Bridgeport in the past. But I mean, are people just hoping that they'll go to the polls and just vote yes both times because they're not going to either educate themselves or know ahead of time what the jargon is saying? I mean, because when I read this at first, I thought when you hear discontinue, It's making it very clear. Oh, we're not going to get rid of this job. That's not what's happening. But we are going to get rid of you electing who you feel should serve in such a powerful position. And that's the part where I don't know if people are going to read that through. And I don't know if that's the goal here, that people would just vote yes. To make clear, Councilman Ortiz is not saying yes or no, but you are saying that people should probably read the language and actually really understand before you vote yes or no to this.
That is correct. Do read it. I mean, I educate all the people that I deal with, and I walk my campaign. I talk to people all the time. People have called me and let me know, and I explained it to them. I'm voting yes to keep our city and town clerk, sheriff, as elected officials. That is my position from the very beginning. It will stay my position. I let the people, because I like the people to decide who these people are going to be, not appointed position people that nobody has nothing to complain later on if something happens.
Okay, so wait, Councilman Ortiz, I want to make sure it's very clear, though. You would not vote yes on this. You're saying, yes, they should stay elected officials. So you'd vote no on this question, right?
No, that's correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's clear to people when they go to the polls. So question number two, and again, I'm not going to tell you what you should or should not do, but if you are okay, because like right now, right? So if this model was in place, hypothetically, if this model was in place, you're saying that the Ganim administration would pick who the city clerk is, who would also handle the absentee ballots in the city of Bridgeport?
They would bring forth, if the charter passed completely, yes, he would pick the ones in there. I'll have to come to the council, and the council has to decide if we want them or don't want them.
Hmm.
And that's the new way to go, as if the charter passes.
Got it. So that's question two. You make that decision in Bridgeport. And to me, that is a massive right that we're taking away from the voters. You want to talk about disenfranchising voters? That is, to me, a slap in the face to Bridgeport voters. The fact that you're going to take an elected position, multiple positions, might I add, and you're going to let them be appointed by the administration, especially when we already have a massive mess to clean up, like election fraud. You're going to make the city clerk appointed versus elected by the people?
That
just
is
saying.
Correct. Yeah. No, okay. This is why I'm fighting. This is why I'm elected, and I'm telling people when I'm walking the campaign trail, explaining to them, be very aware of what you're going to vote on.
We are chatting with Councilman Richard Ortiz out of Bridgeport, the 135th District, and I want to make sure you, if you are a Bridgeport voter, you know about these two ballot questions that you're going to be faced with this election. So we just went through question two. I'm going to move to question one. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, Councilman. I really don't, because it's very disrespectful. I don't mean to laugh. But I just think if you look at the track record of Bridgeport, and if we think it's a good idea to have just more, dare I say, corrupt politics happening, I want to make sure people know what they're voting for. That's all I have to say about that. Question one. It says, shall the city of Bridgeport approve and adopt charter amendments to modernize the city charter, including but not limited to strengthening ethics, reforming civil service, and establishing uniform standards for departments, boards, and commissions? Man, that's a loaded question. And I don't have any clarity on any of that. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, it's how we select our commissioners has to be streamlined. Our ethics was good, but not strong enough, so we won't give it some real teeth to it so people will not deviate from it or do anything wrong from there. If they know something wrong, they can come back and say, you know what, this is wrong, we're not touching it.
Yeah, but that seems really broad. I mean, am I crazy in saying that, Councilman? I mean, when you say strengthening ethics, so I had earlier this year, I want to say Faith Sweeney and John Hosier, who also have been working on the charter. I know you have as well, Richard, but they came on and talked about creating kind of this ethics commission. I love the idea. I think anybody in Bridgeport can get behind the idea of having an ethic. Well, can't say anybody, but I think the average resident, the taxpayers of Bridgeport, can get behind an ethics commission. But I think roping that in with a lot of other stuff, you know, to your point earlier, these should be separate questions and a little bit more. I mean, to me, what does that mean? Strengthening ethics, reforming civil service. Like, what is that? Who's civil service? Who is that?
Civil service is just basically every employee that works for the city of Bridgeport. That's your civil service, believe it or not. That is what they consider as civil service.
So we should probably know that, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, that is correct. They should know that. If anybody who's acting out that should not be doing something is doing to strengthen our policy that they should not be doing.
Let me ask you this. When they say establishing uniform standards for departments, boards, and commissions, who's setting the standards?
Well, that would be the administration will come out the standards and then the council has to vote on it. So, you know, it makes it very tough because you don't have an independent commission to and not chosen by anybody. If you get a council member that chooses that commissioner, well, that's already not fair to the public.
Okay, so is this question essentially, again, as you mentioned, question two was originally roped into this. So it would make sense that the two, if that's true, that they were all one question at one point. It just seems like we're streamlining everything for the administration to choose, right? And again, I'm not saying the current administration, because you're talking about this stuff wouldn't go into effect for at least a couple of years. But whoever is in charge in Bridgeport, whoever that administration is, effectively, if you voted yes on these two questions, they got a heck of a lot more power than they did before. Is that what I'm reading?
That is correct. That is correct. And there's nothing against administration here, because I work very well with our mayor. He's been very helpful in facilitating a lot of stuff I'm trying to get done in the 135th. So it's not against him. It's against any future mayor. We'll grab more power, including the council will grab more power.
I agree. That's I'm with you 1,000%. I have a very good working relationship with Mayor Ganim, and this is not a knock at him. I think no matter who serves the administration, to take voters out of the equation, especially when it is so clear that Bridgeport's an outlier in the state of Connecticut and the way that it functions and the way that we've had historic issues politically, corruption. I mean, how can you vote yes on either of these questions? And again, I'm not trying to convince people to go one way or another, but this does, it, as a vote, if I were a voter in Bridgeport and I'm reading this question, all I'm hearing is that someone else is going to make these decisions, and I've now lost my voice in some regard. That's what I'm reading here.
That is what I'm educating every voter in the 135th. You will lose your voice if you choose a certain direction. But you got to understand and explain it to every voter that this is what it is. And they make their own decision, but we are always going to be explaining it to them. This is what it is. And they're asked all kinds of questions, and I answer them for it. But at the end of the day, it's all up to the voter to decide that, as long as we explain everything to them, still their decision if they want it or don't want it.
This is the most vague question with, and again, if the answer is, oh, not an awful lot would be put in the hands of the administration, whoever the administration is, I want to make that clear, then maybe I can understand people being more on board. But again, what is this, including but not limited to strengthening ethics, which sounds great, right? I mean, everybody on the surface is going to go, oh, yeah, no, that sounds really great. Bridgeport needs that. Reforming civil service. Yeah, no, let's put some protocols in place for how people who serve the city are going to act. And establishing uniform standards. Yeah, let's all act the same and have good standards. But who's setting those standards? And what do we mean reforming civil service? What exactly is that? And what? There's so much vagueness in this question.
That is correct, and that's why we had legal department work on it, and they came up with their own standard, and we don't have the exact great standards for it.
So you don't even know what those standards would be, and you worked on the charter?
Okay. We know what some of the standards is how we react, how we talk to people, how we react, make sure you're not taking any unsolicited bribes, reacting to, well, you pull call, you do this, I'll do this type of deal. Those are in there. They kind of explain some of it on there.
But who created those standards, Councilman Ortiz? Who created that?
That would be the Charter Commission, including our city attorney that was on the commissioner.
Mm.
And our CEO, Tom Gaudet.
Mm. Well, Tom Gaudet is supposed to come back on my show next week, so I guess I'm going to be asking him about that. I'd love to understand how these standards were set. I'd love to break these questions down a whole lot more. And so Tom Gaudet has already agreed to come on the show next week, so I'd love to get his side of the story on this.
Yeah,
but
he was very transparent and very straightforward with us when we were explaining it to us. So he's been very open and very transparent about it.
Yeah, he's very open and transparent on this show as well. So I look forward to talking to him more and making sure we've got a full picture of these two questions before people go out and vote. Councilman Ortiz, I want to thank you for having the initial conversation here. And we are certainly going to be following this story very closely on WACC. Thank you so much.